Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we've pulled a massive stack of sources. We're talking legal filings, industry reports, detailed surveys, and they all seem to be pointing to one pretty alarming conclusion. The music royalty system on major streaming platforms, well, it's under siege. We're looking at a fundamental structural weakness that really threatens the viability of the whole ecosystem, especially for independent creators.
That's right. For human creators, I mean, the sources we've looked at paint a picture where the current model is just rapidly becoming unsustainable. So our mission today is to give you the shortcut to understand the two massive and pretty distinct pressures that are converging right now.
Yeah, we're looking at a dual crisis. First, there's just the sheer flood of supply, the overwhelming saturation of the market by AI-generated content.
Right. And second, which is maybe a little more insidious, is the issue of financial integrity. We're talking organized, sophisticated stream fraud and botting that is allegedly diluting the money pool for everyone else.
So we're going to unpack these forces to understand what they mean for the future of music distribution and, you know, crucially, what they mean for your experience as a listener.
Exactly. Why should you care if an artist gets paid fractions of a cent? Well, because the quality and the diversity of the music available to you depends entirely on their ability to survive. So let's jump right into that first threat.
The AI tsunami.
Okay, let's unpack the scale of this saturation. When we talk about AI content, we're not just talking about artists using a new tool. We're talking an industrial level of low-quality, high-volume uploading. And it's designed specifically to just grab these tiny slices of the royalty pie. The numbers are, they're startling.
Yeah, to really gauge the size of the beast, we can look at some competitor data. Deezer, which is a major digital service provider, or DSP as they call them, they reported that they are seeing upward of 50,000 fully AI-generated songs uploaded to their platform every single day. 50,000 daily, just on one platform. But get this, that's a successful upload rate. Here's where the volume becomes almost unbelievable. The sources indicate that platforms are actually rejecting around 70% of the fraudulent or low-quality AI songs they get.
Right. Just think about what that rejection rate means. If 50,000 are approved, and that's only 30% of what's submitted, the actual attempted daily upload volume of AI tracks is likely well over 160,000 on a single, medium-sized DSP.
So if you extrapolate that up to a giant like Spotify, which just dominates the market.
The speculation is they could be dealing with well over 100,000 successful AI uploads every single day.
That's an overwhelming amount of data, just an overwhelming amount of audio, all computing for attention. But what makes this volume an existential threat and not just, you know, a massive playlist problem? Does the listener even notice? I mean, music is often background noise for work or exercise.
And that is the core question. And the data we have answers it with a pretty resounding no. A recent survey, it was conducted across 8 countries, involved 9,000 people, and it delivered one of the most sobering statistics in the entire source stack.
Which was?
That approximately 97% of those participants could not reliably distinguish between music made by human composers and music generated entirely by artificial intelligence.
97%. That's not just a negligible difference. That is, for all practical purposes, a functionally identical product in the ears of the average consumer.
And this is the so what insight. This changes everything. If the market is flooded by a functionally identical product whose supply is growing exponentially, human creators who have, you know, finite time, studio costs, they need to eat. They simply cannot compete. The sources are definitive on this. Human content is being flooded out, not because it's worse, but because it's just economically invisible in the face of machine-scale production.
Okay, so we have an economic collapse driven by supply volume. If volume is the first punch, let's talk about the second, more insidious problem that attacks the platform's financial integrity, the sophisticated stream botting and fraud.
This takes us directly to the legal battlefield. We're referencing a major class action lawsuit that was filed against Spotify on behalf of independent music makers, with the plaintiff RBX taking the lead. And this lawsuit focuses entirely on the dilution of that shared royalty pool.
And the core allegation is incredibly damning. It suggests that Spotify isn't just passively suffering from fraud, but that they are fully aware of organized stream botting and are actively, quote, turning a blind eye to it, allegedly for business reasons.
What's really fascinating about this complaint is just how specific it is in illustrating the scale of it all. The lawsuit centers part of its evidence around Drake, who is one of the most streamed artists globally, and it claims that billions of his streams are fraudulent or fake.
Billions. If that's true, that's a staggering number. So why would Spotify, a public company whose valuation is tied to healthy user metrics, Why would they allegedly ignore fraud involving their biggest star?
The motivation suggested in the complaint, it's based on business deals. The claim alleges that Spotify is involved in agreements with major labels, specifically Universal Music Group, Drake's label, and that allowing these inflated numbers helps maintain a mutually beneficial relationship, you know, potentially protecting advertising or licensing agreements.
That is a huge claim. It risks their credibility with advertisers, with shareholders. Why do the sources feel this claim even has credibility?
Well, they connect it back to statements allegedly made by the artist himself. The sources note that Drake, in the context of his own legal disputes with Kendrick Lamar, allegedly made claims that his label, Universal, was juicing the numbers and paying for fake streams.
So the argument is that the artist himself has, in other contexts, acknowledged this practice of stream inflation within his own label. And just for clarity, you, the listener, should know that this class action lawsuit is specifically against Spotify for allowing the fraud to continue.
Yeah.
It is not against Drake himself.
Exactly. But to really understand the threat to you and to independent artists, we need to understand how the fraud is committed.
Yeah.
And how it actually dilutes that payment pool. The RBX complaint cited some very specific evidence of highly organized, really unusual streaming behavior.
Right. They cited behavioral anomalies that clearly indicate automation, not human listening. Things like individual accounts streaming Drake for 23 hours straight. I mean, a normal person just doesn't do that.
They also found that less than 2% of total users were allegedly responsible for a whopping 15% of all streams. That kind of concentration, it strongly suggests bot networks are at play.
Mm.
And on top of that, the complaint detailed the heavy use of virtual private networks, VPNs, which are used to reroute the location of the stream.
And the purpose of rerouting the location is what?
To make the streams look geographically diverse and natural, like they're coming from different regions. It makes it much harder for fraud detection algorithms to catch the pattern of a single centralized bot farm. It implies a significant investment in infrastructure just for stream fraud.
Okay, now let's get to the core financial mechanism that makes this so damaging to the rest of the ecosystem. You mentioned all artists are paid from what's called a big pool. Can you elaborate on how that dilution works?
Sure. Most major streaming platforms use what's called a pro rata payment system. Essentially, they take all the revenue generated in a given month from subscriptions, from advertising, and they dump it into one giant pool.
Okay.
That total pool is then divided up based on the percentage of total streams each artist accrues.
So if I listen to an independent artist 100 times this month, my subscription money doesn't go directly to that artist.
Correct. Your money goes into the giant pool along with everyone else's.
Yeah.
And if suddenly billions of fraudulent streams are injected into that total account, the size of the pie stays the same, but the total number of slices increases dramatically.
Which means the percentage of total streams accounted for by my 100 legitimate streams, or any indie artist's legitimate streams, shrinks.
Precisely. If billions of fraudulent streams are paid out, they are draining money directly from the pool that would have otherwise gone to legitimate artists. The independent music maker is fighting not just for attention, but for the fundamental financial integrity of their revenue stream, which is being actively drained by these bot networks.
It's just a vicious environment. You're fighting AI for attention and you're fighting bots for money. Let's move to the collateral damage this creates, because we need to talk about the unintended consequences of all this, specifically of the automated detection systems on legitimate independent artists.
Right. And this creates a really cruel paradox. The automated systems that are designed to spot fraud and stop potential money laundering,
They're
also catching legitimate artists in their dragnet. They're punishing the very creators they were intended to protect.
The sources gave a really clear anecdote of an artist who was doing everything right. They grew organically, went from 3,000 monthly listeners up to a solid 5,000 or 6,000. Real sustainable growth. They were celebrating.
But then, once their stream numbers reached a certain threshold, Spotify's automated systems flagged them for artificial streams. What's critical is that their monthly listener count remained high and steady, which indicates real humans were engaging. But the system penalized their stream numbers anyway, so the artist has to spend weeks, maybe months, fighting corporate bureaucracy just to prove their legitimate growth wasn't fraud.
So the system designed to stop the major sophisticated fraud, it ends up penalizing small organic growth. And the independent artist is now spending time fighting the distributor and the platform, not creating music.
And this raises deeper questions about the whole financial chain. I mean, if stream fraud is this rampant, who is actually being defrauded?
Yeah.
You're looking at advertisers who pay based on listener numbers, rights holders, the artists and labels, and potentially shareholders if the metrics are inflated.
And that leads to the complex and often murky role of music distributors. These are the separate entities, the middleman, that act as financial pipelines, collecting royalties from DSPs like Spotify and paying them out to artists.
The systemic breakdown happens when a DSP suspects fraud. The platforms might refuse to pay the royalties for those flagged streams to the distributor. The distributor, in turn, is often accused of simply retaining that money rather than being forced to return it to the ecosystem.
That's a critical point. So if the distributors are holding onto the money from streams that were deemed fraudulent, that money is just sitting outside the system. It's not being clawed back for legitimate use.
This is the critical question of integrity within the financial chain. If fraud is caught, shouldn't those distributors have to pay that money back to the DSPs? And shouldn't the DSPs who got advertising money based on those streams pay it back to the advertisers? The sources suggest the complexity of the contracts and the lack of transparency often means the money just stalls out in that middle layer, which just makes the whole dilution problem worse.
Okay, so given all this risk AI saturation, fraud dilution, the threat of automated penalty, what is the independent artist's recommended exit strategy? Because staying in seems like a losing proposition.
Well, the prevailing philosophy being championed by industry insiders and successful independent artists is pretty radical. Cut out the middleman as much as possible. The platforms are increasingly seen as liabilities.
This brings us to the sell before you stream philosophy. It's a complete reversal of the modern music model.
It is. The advice is to treat DSPs like Spotify or Apple Music as purely glorified advertising. Use them to get exposure, get added to playlists, build a listenership, but do not rely on them for revenue. The focus shifts to selling music directly through your own website or platforms like Bandcamp, where fans can pay what they want, and the artist gets like 90% of the revenue instantly. Streaming becomes the last resort for casual listeners.
That sounds economically viable, sure, but it forces an incredibly difficult choice for the artist, doesn't it? Because when an artist decides to jump ship and prioritize direct sales, they sacrifice convenience for their fans.
Absolutely. Fans have established habits. They rely on the smooth interface, the curated playlists, the social features of the major DSPs. An artist choosing to leave risks, cutting off a portion of their fan base who just won't migrate to a website or to Bandcamp because of the friction involved. It's a choice between long-term financial survival and immediate fan retention.
It's the ultimate catch-22 for an independent creator. So let's synthesize what we've uncovered. This deep dive has revealed that the music royalty system is failing under a dual threat.
That's really the crux of it. AI content creates an unmanageable volume problem, rendering human-made music economically invisible because of the massive supply. And at the same time, sophisticated, organized fraud creates a severe fairness and financial integrity problem, actively diluting the finite money that's available. Both forces compound to make the current pro rata royalty model, particularly for the vast majority of artists, just fundamentally unsustainable.
And the sources suggest artists must begin viewing streaming platforms primarily as glorified advertising. If streams are just impressions, not revenue, this changes everything about how the industry operates. It forces us to ask a final provocative question that touches on your role as a dedicated music listener. If the primary economic function of a song on Spotify is now just to advertise a t-shirt or a concert ticket or a direct download, how should you think about financially supporting the creators whose work you truly value? Knowing that the system they rely on is actively flooding them out and diluting their payments, it's something to mull over the next time you hit that pay what you want button.